Hi, I'm George Hager, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, vodka, emails, and Trump. Jimmy Kimmel has a great line about the USA Today story that revealed Donald Trump has been involved in at least 3,500 lawsuits over the last 30 years. Unlike Trump's clothing line, Kimmel says, I'm not going to give this away. It's worth waiting for. Meanwhile, Larry Wilmore makes good on his bet from last year that if Trump became the GOP nominee, Wilmore would drink a bottle of Trump vodka on the air. And the State Department Inspector General's report on Hillary Clinton's emails gives Wilmore plenty of reason to keep drinking. All that and more in today's Punchlines.
Things are starting to heat up between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and not in a sexual way, although that would be great.
What a twist that would be.
She made a speech in San Diego today calling Trump temperamentally unfit for office. She said his policies are dangerously incoherent. And he actually said, okay, those are valid criticisms. But no, he fired back with a storm of angry tweets. Here are some of them. Crooked Hillary Clinton, who I would love to call Lion Hillary, is getting ready to totally misrepresent my foreign policy positions. Crooked Hillary no longer has credibility. Too much failure in office. People will not allow another 4 years of incompetence. Bad performance by crooked Hillary Clinton, reading poorly from the teleprompter. She doesn't even look presidential. This is going to be so much fun when they debate each other. It's going to be like, it's going to be like a paternity episode of the Maury Povich Show.
So here's the deal. Okay, so last summer, I made this stupid bet. I said that if Trump became the Republican nominee, which was a ridiculous idea, I would drink a bottle of Trump vodka on the air. Well, that day has come. I am a man of my word. Okay. Don't feel sad for me. This is my own fault. I brought this upon myself, you guys, you know. I feel like I need to punish myself for this, you know? And since I'll never be able to get through a Trump presidency sober, I guess I may as well start now, right? And for those of you joining us at home, every time I do a shot, you do a shot, right? Tastes like the death of the American empire.
All hell seems to be breaking loose around Donald Trump, almost too much to keep up with. According to a new article from USA Today, Donald Trump has been involved in a minimum of 3,500 lawsuits over the past 30 years, which is far more than any presidential candidate ever. It might be more than any lawyer ever, actually. But...
All right, Trump, you're the nominee now, so you're above name calling at least, right? Let's say, for example, if someone asked you a question about Senator Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren, she seems to have made it her job.
Who, Pocahontas?
Pocahontas? Like, first you called her Goofy and now Pocahontas? So you're going to base all your presidential policy on Disney characters? Although I did appreciate when he called Rubio and Cruz Lilo and Stitch. That was pretty good.
I did the math. 3,500 lawsuits over 30 years comes to about one lawsuit every 3 days. And that's just from ex-wives. That doesn't even count. But
all right, man. Well, here's the deal. Hillary's got her work cut out for her. Look, she's not perfect, but she may be our last chance to avoid Trump again. So come on, Hillary. Are you ready to go? You got your T's dotted? You got your I's crossed? What kind of shape is your campaign in? Come on, girl, what you got?
The State Department's independent watchdog yesterday issued a scathing report. It finds Clinton's email practices violated federal standards.
Uh-oh. Why are we still talking about these emails? I mean, it can't still be a thing, right? I mean, I wonder if people are picking on Hillary. I mean, here you go. The Inspector General can't say this was a clear violation of the rules that were in place when Secretary Clinton was in office.
The Inspector General says that this was a clear violation of the rules that were in place when Secretary Clinton was in office.
Damn!
Trump, of course, has a positive spin for this, too. He says, wow, USA Today did today's cover story on my record in lawsuits. Verdict, 450 wins, 38 losses. Isn't that what you want for your president? Or maybe we could have a president who isn't suing people all of the time.
All right. But there's got to be evidence that she requested or obtained guidance or at least approval to conduct official business via her personal email account on a private server, huh?
And it says there is no evidence that the secretary requested or obtained guidance or approval to conduct official business via a personal email account on her private server.
Bessie, Jesus! Okay. Well, I'm sure they found somebody who approved of this.
They could find nobody who approved of this.
He filed 1,900 of these lawsuits himself, which on one hand seems like an abuse of the legal system. On the other hand, unlike his clothing line, it is nice to see some Trump suits are made in the United States of America.
And to watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.